Last Wednesday night, we finished off a series by Alistair Begg called The Fruit of the Spirit. It was my second time going through it, and it was tougher the second time than it was even the first time. But the last sermon, and I said this too for Hannah and Lydia, is probably one of the best descriptions I have ever heard on self-control. A very powerful and very lasting, moving sermon he did on it. I reckon that he was convicted himself, and he did a very fine job in explaining it. Those of us who are in the room, and Andy and Louise's sitting room that night, knew to some extent that God was speaking to us. He had been speaking to us all through the different things at different times, but he was speaking to us about the matter of self-control. This morning, I want to return and ask the question that I didn't ask on Wednesday night, but it is appropriate to ask it this morning. Control is my title. Who controls your life? At the end of the day, there's only two possibilities. There's either self, we control it ourselves, or we allow God control it. Control is a very important thing. For a Christian, follower of Jesus, for a secular person, we love and we strive after getting control and keeping control and maintaining control. But that's a good question. Who's controlling your life? In as much as you can control it, who's actually controlling it? Another question. When life is out of control, and life does get out of control, the question then is, who do you turn to? Being able to control one's life is all well and good until the situation arises. A crisis, maybe a sickness, maybe a financial reversal, maybe a relationship breakdown, any number of things. It's now out of control. Who do you turn to when life is out of control? We all have a mechanism. We all do that. We all have somewhere we go with it. Because what's really important is to try and re-establish control, isn't it? Or in some ways, trying to regain it. So who do you turn to? I suppose for the Christian who's controlling his own life as best he can, he'll turn to God and say, Lord, I'm out of control here. Or things are out of control. He won't say, I'm out of control here. He will say, things are out of control. Many, many people will turn to God, even non-religious people, when life is out of control. Because that sense of being out of control is very frightening. It's deeply unsettling. And control is important. So who do you turn to? All right. Next question. When control is restored, in whatever situation that has caused the loss of control, when that is fixed or adjusted, whatever the case may be, when control is restored, the next question then is, who takes control then? This happens pretty much automatically with people. They don't actually have to think about it. It's almost a natural progression. Christians will give this answer, which is a good answer, is who is in control? And they will say, God is in control. And by that means he's overall in control and he has overall authority. That's what they mean by that. And that is very true. But the reality on the ground for the average person, Christian or non-Christian, is simply this. I won't give control to anyone. People say that. Maybe those who are dead straight will say straight out. Those who are maybe less direct won't say it, but you'll note by their reactions and by how they do life and by their priorities and by their decisions. You'll know. I'll know. You know. God is in control, but even He, I won't let control me. Yes, I will go to Him when life is out of control. Yes, but I'll take it back when life, when I'm able to control it again. I will not give control to anyone. Let me summarize that now. We want God to take control when life is out of control. I think we can agree with that. Most people want that. Even when they don't want God, they want that. That's the truth. Underneath that is this one though. We want to take back control when control has been restored. Now let me ask you the question. What are we going to do the day, when the day comes, of when we can take control, because control will be taken from us, and there will be no way of getting it back? What do we do then? Life can change in an instant, and the control and all the things we had that made it work just went from us in such a way of where it will not be restored. Think of all the people that have to live in Turkey and Syria as a result of the earthquake. Any bit of control they had, pretty much gone. Those who have many other examples, you know what I'm talking about. We want God to take control when life is out of control, but we want to take back control when control has been restored. I think that's the God's honest truth, and I think that's why Wednesday night was one of those moments of where Alistair Begg, who was struggling probably with the very same thing, was really identifying that. It's interesting is we won't let God take God control, give God control, because we're afraid He'll mess it up. But the ironic thing is actually what God wants to give us is the actual reverse of all that. You see, what God wants to put in us, or what He puts into us through His Spirit, and what He wants to produce in us is obviously is love, peace, joy, forbearance, which is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and guess what? Self-control. Let me ask you another question. What areas of your life are not in control? You're doing your best, but you can't control it. What fears, what anxieties, what frustrations do you deal with and you wrestle with, and you may have done so for a long, long time, and you can never get a handle on it. You have no control over it. Or it seems to have tremendous control over you and over me. And what we desperately lack is the very thing that the Lord wants to give us, which is self-control. He's not actually interested in controlling us. What He wants to do is to get us to learn to control ourselves. What are the fruits? Who doesn't want love? Who doesn't want joy? Who doesn't want peace? Or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness? Who would say no to any of that? They're all wonderful. But last on the list, but very significant, is the ability to be able to control self. Self-control. That is what has been offered. It's a wonderful thing. When you identify the areas of your life that you're not in control, that you're not capable of controlling because you have tried and it has defeated you. It can even be a mindset. Can't change it. It always gets the better. And you can't get a handle on it. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit of God. In other words, it's a gift that He gives to us that we haven't got ourselves and that we're not actually capable of producing. Some things are beyond the control of us. Self-control is what most people want, but what we do is what we put in the middle. I can ask this morning, self-control, do you want it? Yes, I do. Especially for those areas that I haven't been able to get a handle on. I want that. Everybody would want it. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit of God by allowing God take control. That's how it comes. We want self-control, but we want self in control. God gives us self-control as a fruit of the Spirit of God that is put in us. Most people want self-control, but they want self in control. You can't have it both ways. If you want self-control, then you must allow and submit to the control of God. If you want to control it yourself, the best you'll ever produce is a walk of the flesh. And you still won't have any control. What do you do? What do we do if we go to the doctor and he gives us the diagnosis and say, 3 months is as much as you're going to last? Neither you or me has any control over that. What do you do with self-control then? Self is no longer in control then. What you desperately need then is to be able to control the emotions and all the thinking and all of that, don't you? That goes with it. That's the self-control that is given by God as we submit to the plans and the purposes of God. Instead of losing something, we actually gain it. That's the interesting thing. God knows in His wisdom, when we want to be in control, it's only a matter of time before the thing falls apart. Because what will come against us will be far more overwhelming, and we won't be able to manage it. We won't have, and we don't have the resources to control it. Self-control, a fruit of the Spirit, is based upon one thing, simply trusting God that He knows best. And ultimately, He's trying to produce love, peace, joy, faithfulness, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control in us. It's not forced upon us, but He does put it into us. He will cause it to grow, but we have to be willing to allow it actually happen. Finish with applications. You really only have a few questions to ask yourself. And how you'll know this is very practical. The first question is simply this. Who owns and controls your life? Who owns it and who controls it? The vast majority of people say, I own it and I control it. So who owns it and who controls it? You ask that question as a Christian, you can ask that question as a non-Christian, and you can get the same answer depending. How do you live your life? Do you live it in such a way, as far as you're concerned, you own it and you control it? Question number two. Who owns and controls your time? You'll know who's in control by answering those questions. We won't have to go around probing you and trying to help you process all of this. Very easily answered. Self-control, a walk in the flesh. And how you know self in control, it's really simply this. It will be self in control. If you're controlling your own life, then you are literally denying yourself the self-control that is a work of the Spirit of God. I have spoken about control several times before. The only one that can allow God to control their lives is you. That's a decision each person has to make. But you make it with how you live your life. You make it with how you spend your time. You can even say you do also with how you spend your money. We spend, since last September, right up to last Wednesday night, looking at the fruit of the Spirit every 2 weeks or thereabouts. And at the end of the day, it'll come down to this. One final thing, and I'm finished. When COVID came, the thing that we lost the most was what? Control. Who and what controlled our lives for about 2.5 years? Coronavirus. Who and what controlled our time and how we spent it? Control coronavirus. If we have gone back to taking control of our lives, and we have gone back to take control of our time the very same way as we had it before coronavirus, then you have not learned what God wants you to learn. Because what God wants us to learn is we don't actually have control when it comes to us. Because the control that we think we have can be taken from us like that. But what we can have is self-control, regardless of the situation, regardless of what we're put into. It doesn't have to control it. Us, we are able to control it simply by the Spirit of God put in us. So, what areas in your life is out of control and you trying to control it hasn't worked? The only way it's ever going to work is if you allow the Spirit of God to actually control it. Questions 1 and 2, you need to think carefully about those. Who controls, who owns and controls your life, and who owns and controls your time? Because both of those are a limited resource. And a day will come when you will not have control either of your time or your life. And what will you do then? The fruit of the Spirit: love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, and self-control. My advice to you, my advice to me is, let's get more of that self-control that is empowered by the Spirit of God. And let's give up this fake control that we think we have and get some real control for a change. And all of God's people said,